Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ton more awesome experiences like hanging out with the host of ESPN's draft coverage.
Trey, you're the host of our draft coverage.
Pretty good, ain't it?
Listen to Golic and Wingo weekdays at 6 Eastern, now through April 10th, for your chance to win with the 2019 ESPN Draft Sweepstakes. Visit ESPNradio.com for official contest rules.
Hi, Sue from Brian Horn Auto Repair. Spring is finally here. Time to get your work done on your car. Oil change, brakes, tires, whatever. We are happy to provide a shuttle service. Brian Horn Auto Repair, Elm Grove Road in Gates. Our coffee is always on.
The only problem with keeping a well-stocked liquor and wine cabinet is they tend to run low. Before it becomes an emergency, stock up at Market View Liquor. Their pricing and selection are unbeatable. Their staff is super knowledgeable and always helpful. And Mike's Wine Picks are a great way to find new wines at a value price. Budget's a little tight? Market View's Great Under 8 is a great way to go. Market View. Market View Liquor, 1100 Jefferson Road, just off the expressway.
The Old Stone Tavern is a neighborhood bar that happens to have great wings, pizza, burgers, and more. In the historic South Wedge neighborhood, the Old Stone Tavern is simply a great place to hang, eat, drink, and watch all of the games. Right now, they have 90-plus baseball games each week on the MLB ticket, college hoops, and the upcoming basketball and hockey playoffs. There's a daily happy hour and nightly drink specials, games, beer, wine, cocktails, great food, and ample off-street parking. I mean, what else do you need? See for yourself at theoldstonetavern.com, or better yet, swing by and say hi. The Old Stone Tavern at 758 South Avenue in the Wedge.
This is Joey Spadaro from SNS, and we're here to tell you the one thing you need to remember. SNS Limo guarantees the best deal. That means you call us with your best deal and we'll beat it. Call today, 444-6666, or visit sslimo.com.
Hey, let me ask you something. Would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? Would you seat them beside a lit fireplace or by the deep end of a pool? One last question. Would you seat your child in a car seat that's not correct for them? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. For more information, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Beat the summer heat and save with Betlem Residential Heating and Air Conditioning. Call Betlem Residential today and schedule a 12-point air conditioning system cleaning and inspection. A highly trained Betlem technician will thoroughly clean, tune, and inspect your AC system to ensure peak efficiency. If you're ready for a new home comfort system with manufacturer rebates and energy credits, you can save up to $2,435. Call Betlem Residential at 271-COOL or visit Betlem.com today.
What does it mean to be a hero? A hero is someone who saves the day, who does what's right, who swoops in and makes things better. A hero provides hope. And it lies in all of us to be a hero, because we can all pass on the greatest gift simply by looking past ourselves. Seize the moment. Be a hero. Pass life on. Join the Oregon Donor Registry at PassLifeOn.org.
A message from CauseWave Community Partners and this station.
Do you want to win $50,000 toward a backyard makeover project? Head to ESPNRochester.com and enter your own backyard makeover wish list. If you correctly match your wish list with our secret contractors list, you could win $50,000 toward a backyard makeover project courtesy of our sponsors. American Equipment, featuring Cub Cadet and Ferris Mowers. Exodus Exterminating, because everyone deserves a pest-free backyard. Weckesser Brick Company, beautiful brick and stone for your garden, yard, and home. Fitch Construction, fresh ideas for the good life. And Ace Swim and Leisure. Life is good. Enjoy yourself.
The Radio.com app is the best way to listen to ESPN Rochester. Golic and Wingo, mornings. Murph and Tasker with One Bills Live from noon to 3. And the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia, afternoons. Download the Radio.com app for free now.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Buffalo Bills preseason opponents announced today. Colts at home, at Carolina, at Detroit, nationally televised game in August, and then back home to take on the Vikings in week 4 of the preseason. 8.5% That is the chance the Buffalo Sabres have tonight to win the draft lottery. That's an 8 p.m. made-for-TV event on NBCSN. No developments today in the search for a new head coach for the Buffalo Sabres. Chris Archer suspended 5 games. Yasiel Puig gets 2. That's for their role in Sunday's brawl in Pittsburgh. Home opener for the Red Sox. Blue Jays right now lead at Fenway 5-4. They're in the 7th. The Red Wings in Syracuse. Syracuse currently leading 7-5. They're in the 8th. The home opener for the Wings coming up Thursday night. SportsCenter is brought to you by GetMyPerks.com. Save 50% on golf at Eaglevale. This one will sell out, so log on to GetMyPerks.com today. Gene Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Back in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We interact with you on Twitter often at ESPN Rochester. And every now and then we'll get people that send us a little note. Hey, you know what? You should have this guy or that guy on your show. And when we do that, we really want to yeah, you're right. There's no good reason to not have Matt Waldman on with us. And we're so excited to welcome in for the first time in the sports bar. Matt Waldman, the rookie scouting portfolio, joining us now in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Good sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Matt, before we dive into some of these intriguing prospects, if we can go back a look a year ago, and the development of Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills quarterback, how did he grow through the pre-draft process, and what did you see in terms of his development through last season?
I'm kind of the nature that a player needs about 2 to 3 years for us to truly see how he's going to develop. But what we saw with Josh Allen is a player who obviously the pressure wasn't too much for him to be able to make plays. He was someone that could lean on his athletic ability, on his arm strength, to be able to buy time and create when things broke down. And that's a special positive for what he can do. And I think that when you look at his game overall, you saw a player who, he shows on and off some ability to work the pocket. He's better at climbing the pocket and kind of running forward towards the line of scrimmage when he's going to throw on the move or to be able to climb the pocket. But someone who, when he gets pressure that he has to be forced to a side, he tends to be more of a runner than he is a thrower. You want to see him get a little bit better at reading the field in certain ways, but there's a lot to like there. I think the issue with him is that on the second half of the season, he got a little bit more productive, I think, because the Bills offense decided, you know what, instead of trying to focus on him making the correct reads and finding that second read or that third read or doing it on time, if he doesn't see anything open, let him run. Let him run from formations where it's really, play action roll, and if he has an element to run there or he can scramble from shotgun, that's fine. Let's not overly, let's not put too much on him in that regard, and we'll work on that in year two and year three. And part of that, I think, is getting a better offensive line, getting more skilled players around him who he can grow with, and giving him a chance to have a full off season so that he can become a little bit more conversant in this offense and make better pre-post-snap reads where he's going to find simpler solutions and not have to lean as much on his tremendous athletic ability to get the job done.
Matt Waldman, the rookie scouting portfolio, our guest, MattWaldmanRSP.com, his website, and you mentioned some of those skill position players that the Bills have brought in through free agency. They've been the busiest team in free agency, signing more players than any other team in the league. When we talk about John Brown and Cole Beasley, why do these two receivers make sense for the Bills' offense and for Josh Allen?
Well, certainly, if you're going to spread the field a little bit more, you're going to want receivers who have experience communicating with their quarterback pre and post snap and being on the same page. So you want a little bit of veteran experience there, especially with a receiver who plays in the slot like Beasley, who's had that opportunity with a guy like Dak Prescott, who came from more of a spread system and, worked in an offense where maybe they didn't do as much with him early in his career, but you needed a receiver who could really communicate well and be on the same page. So Beasley has that experience to be that outlet option who, when Allen is on the run, he can look to him and find someone who's open. And John Brown is just an experienced field stretcher who certainly when he's healthy, he's a dynamic threat who can win the ball down the field and take advantage of what Allen does so well as a vertical player.
Matt Waldman, RSP.com, the website, the rookie scouting portfolio. Matt Waldman, our guest. Now let's get to some prospects here, Matt. Assuming the Bills are looking at wideout in the early rounds, if you could rank these three names, Hakeem Butler, DK Metcalf, and Keil Harry.
Oh, Butler's top of my board right there. And this is a good class, and those are three really strong names. But Butler's at the top, and even though you'll hear things about maybe he needs to work on the early part of his route running in terms of releases and that he drops the ball a little higher than average, not all drops are equal. When you have a tracking issue, that can be problematic. When you have issues with using the correct technique, that can require a lot of focused work on the jug machine. But if it's a focus issue where you're trying to secure the ball as you turn upfield and you forget to fully look it in, that's usually the majority of Butler's issues with dropping the ball. And that's common with T.O., Chad Johnson, Brandon Marshall. Those were all very productive players. And Hakeem Butler can do the hard part of route running in the fact that he can drop his weight very quickly, accelerate in and out of his cuts. He accelerates extremely well, which is the most important part about route running with timing routes. So he's a guy that can run whip routes. I mean, these are routes that, like, Cole Beasley would run, you know, slot receivers. He has that kind of quickness to beat guys like Iowa Hawkeye cornerback, you know, and beat them on whip routes. And he's 6'5", 227, and he can run these types of routes. He can play all three positions off the field. He can win the ball in tight coverage. He's a fantastic after-the-catch threat. He routinely breaks multiple tackles in the open field. I think he's one of the best prospects I've seen in quite some time at that position. And then when you look at Metcalf and Harry, Metcalf's a classic X receiver. I mean, you're not going to overcomplicate it with him. He's basically the guy that's going to run the deep routes up the field and beat you either by, you know, being very powerful off the line and then being able to build up that speed to the point that he's going to run behind the secondary, or he can break some tackles after the catch on short plays. The biggest issue with him is that he doesn't run a complete route tree. He has some issues being able to drop his weight and accelerate and decelerate quickly in and out of cuts. That may be more problematic for him against tighter coverage that doesn't respect him with the amount of fear that defenses did in the SEC. And so, but at the same time, looking at him, I think if you want a split end, he's a good split end, and he's going to be a top prospect and a very productive player. And Keil Harry, he can play pretty much, you know, he can be flanker, he can be a split end a little bit for you on certain types of plays, and he can be a big slot receiver. And he's not extremely fast, but he's quick enough, he's agile, he can run after the catch, and he makes terrific plays with the ball in the air. Terrific ball tracker.
You can hear more of Matt Waldman in the Audible podcast, footballguys.com. Also, Matt Waldman, RSP.com, rookie scouting portfolio author. Matt Waldman, our guest in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Before we talk about some of these tight end prospects, a bigger kind of more philosophical question about taking tight ends in the draft. And I'm not sure if Tyler Croft is going to be the guy that provides an offensive punch for the Bills. This year's tight end prospects certainly could. Before we talk about some of those names, drafting a tight end as early as 9 or early in the first round, has that ever really provided a team with any kind of value?
Well, I mean, I'd have to look back and see in terms of guys who were really strong at that level, but I know that first-round tight ends certainly worked out in the past. And I think that really, to me, it's about getting good players, not so much about what position they are. And when you think about the tight end position, the Buffalo Bills want to run the ball, so they want a guy who's going to be strong up front and versatile in how he can help out in the run game in terms of being either a lead blocker or a backside blocker or someone double teaming or going to the second level. So if you can get a player who's that versatile and then also can get the backfield out of the backfield or off of the line and be a threat up the seam and stretch the seam or be a big play guy after the catch, then you're getting someone who gives you, you know, game-changing ability in your offense.
Yeah, the Bills picking at 9, Matt. You could assume the two tight ends out of Iowa, Hockenson and Fant, will be available at 9. Or, in your opinion, are either worthy of that investment by Buffalo at 9?
Absolutely they are. And I think Hockenson is one of the better prospects we've seen because of the fact that he can play out of the backfield, he can be on the wing, he can be in line or split to the slot or outside. Do it all for you. He is a good, he's a technically sound blocker with elite quickness and change of direction skill and good acceleration, so he can get work downfield, but he can also handle outside linebackers and probably eventually be able to work on some defensive ends one-on-one and have some success there. He helps keep the offense versatile, and he is a good catch receiver at the catch point and someone who can win after the catch. So he gives you a lot of offensive versatility. And Fant is certainly the more heralded prospect. He fights the ball a little bit at times, but he's still a very good receiver, and he's going to get better as a blocker. With Tyler Croft, who is, I think, is a decent blocker and an underrated player, guy I really liked out of Rutgers, and he's a scout's favorite out of Rutgers, really. He's a good blocker, and he is a good intermediate short-range receiver who does good work in the red zone, that if you keep Croft in line and you can't split out a little bit more, you might have a nice key tight end set there, especially if you're looking at Fant as more of a move tight end and receiver and wanting Croft to work the middle of the field.
He's Matt Waldman. The rookie scouting portfolio will let him tell you but more about what the work he's doing there at MattWaldmanRSP.com here in just a minute in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Matt, in recent years, we've seen teams get value in mid-late rounds at the running back position. Kareem Hunt just a couple of years ago in Kansas City led the league in rushing, right? I mean, the Bills certainly can't get any older at the position, so I'm curious if you have a name or two that would make the most sense for what Brian Daboll is doing with the Buffalo Bills.
Absolutely. You know, you want to run with a little bit of power. You want to be able to have somebody who can catch ball in the backfield, but also can get outside for you. A guy like Alexander Mattison out of Boise State, 5'11", 221, has a really nice acceleration and change of direction quickness combination in terms of his athletic ability. He catches the ball. He's physical, he's intelligent, and quick. Another guy who reminds me of a former Buffalo Bill is Bruce Anderson out of North Dakota State. Watching him at the Senior Bowl, in addition to his pace, he was uncoverable in the short and intermediate range of the field in terms of running routes and catching the ball, and he can work the field in the vertical range too. He's very reliable catching the carrying the football. He can break tackles. He's in that sweet spot range, not talent-wise, but in terms of style, he reminds me a lot of Thurman Thomas in terms of the way that he plays. And obviously a big Buffalo Bills save. And then maybe a guy who, you know, maybe later on dropped a bit, who's got really good acceleration, and he's a very rugged runner who can catch the football at the University of Georgia, is Elijah Holyfield. He kind of reminds me of a Travis Henry type, a guy who can get the job done for you and be a physical presence. May never be that every down feature back that you're looking for, but there are a lot of teams that would covet him and his usage, even though every year he might be looking over his shoulder for that speedier back. But then if you want to take a real big chance, maybe go for Rodney Anderson a little later. He's dealt with some injuries, but could be one of the best backs in the class. Kind of has a Ryan Matthews type of skill set when Matthews played at his best, who could really do it all. And it's just a matter of him recovering from his injuries and sitting behind the veteran likes of, you know, McCoy and Gore. You know, that might give him a chance to do that, and then you can have him year two, kind of the way you got that McGahee years ago.
Matt Waldman joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Matt Waldman, RSP.com, the website. And Matt, when you have your perceived franchise quarterback, we discussed that position last here in Bills country. Quick take from you on the quarterback class of 2019, Kyler Murray potentially going number one, his second meeting with the Cardinals today. Your thoughts on this class of quarterbacks as compared to other classes that you've scouted?
Yeah, certainly the past two to three classes have been pretty good, if not really good, at the top. This class has probably about three to four players that I actually like enough to say they could be starters or starters one day and have that potential. And Kyler Murray is certainly the guy that everyone's favorite at the top there. He's a very, you know, he's a very compelling prospect. And I've used this comparison in the past in a way that to say it's unconventional. But you look at Carson Wentz, and even though they're very different size-wise, they both have big arms. They're both guys that can escape pressure and buy a lot of time until a receiver can sneak past the defense, the back of the defense, and throw it over their head. But they also operate very well in a quick passing game with some bells and whistles of, you know, zone read and play action and option types of fakes to be able to just make a quick read, manipulate the defense quickly, and get the ball out within 20, 30 yards down the field into tight creases and be hyper-accurate in that range. The thing about Murray worry that's different than Wentz, obviously, than other than the physical dimension, is that he's a better accurate thrower in the deep range. But at the same time, when he's forced to move around the pocket from interior pressure, he can be a guy who tries to run from spot to spot and never keeps his balance in a way where he can take advantage of quick progression throws one after the other. He tends to run himself out of the progression and then has to look back downfield and then has to buy more time to get someone to get open. So he's hurting himself from being able to take advantage of the quick solutions that make the best quarterback great, is finding easy solutions in difficult situations. He can do the difficult, but he's got to learn how to kind of tailor his feet a little bit better to take advantage of the easy. But he's got great potential as a top prospect in a system that's going to spread the field and let him take advantage of quick throws and then allow him to scramble.
Matt, entering the draft, who did you like better? Who do you like better? Would it be Murray in 19 or Rosen coming out in 18?
Rosen, for sure. I think Rosen was one of the higher graded prospects I had. My highest graded prospect in 5 years was Patrick Mahomes, to give you some reference there. But Josh Rosen, I think, was a complete quarterback. The biggest issue with Rosen, as I've often liked to say, is that he tries a little too hard to be the arm talent and try and make tight window throws in situations where he could be more of a technician. And usually most of the game, he is a strong technician. The problem with Rosen is that, you know, he's not the guy that has that trump card of speed and ability to maneuver a pocket with great athletic ability. So what that means is he's going to need more of a supporting cast on a regular basis. And just like a guy like Jared Goff, another guy I rated highly, was that if you get him a good system with surrounding talent around him and not overload him early and let him develop, you can get winning offensive football from him. And I think whatever team ends up with him is going to wind up with a really good player. And I think that that's something that, you know, as much as I like Murray, I think really Rosen was a good notch ahead of him.
Matt, do you think the Cardinals could have both of those guys on their roster going into camp?
They could, but that'll mean they're probably trying to trade one pretty quickly, because I don't think this is going to turn into like the old days of, like, you know, going way back to Troy Aikman and Steve Walsh. I don't think we're going to have that kind of a scenario in there. These days, I think they're going to try and get the value they can as quick as possible. And I think there will be a trade before the draft.
Matt, for all of our listeners who aren't aware of the work that you do, and it's painstaking work, and we know how much time you spend on it, we're so happy that you were able to give us, so gracious with your time, to give us some of your time this afternoon. Take a few minutes for yourself. Tell us and our listeners about the rookie scouting portfolio at mattwaldmanrsp.com.
Sure. You know, I'm kind of under the radar. I work at footballguys.com as a staff writer, but I also run this, and this is my full-time gig at the rookie scouting portfolio. It's a publication devoted to quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. That's basically a draft guide that shows you my entire process. It's very transparent. It's rooted in best practices from my previous career in an operations director role, doing a lot of quality work on evaluation methods. So everything's well-defined that I grade on, so that you can literally look through my process and do this work yourself and learn about it if you wanted to. But you also, it's very easy to navigate with rankings for each of these positions, in-depth profiles of 129 of these prospects, and then additional work done on 191 prospects total. So you can see all the work. You can see, you know, you get easy takes with that in terms of, you know, what I think of these players, and it's broken down in really great detail. In addition to that, you get a post-draft guide that comes out no later than a week after the draft that's very fantasy-oriented, that gives you depth chart analysis for all these players, 3 years worth of rookie rankings in terms of the past three classes and how they stacked up against each other, as well as a cheat sheet that gives you kind of a sweet spot of where to pick these players versus how I rated them. So that when you see that I love guys like Nick Chubb and Patrick Mahomes or Russell Wilson, that I didn't tell you to pick them first overall. I helped you find where you could get them and get an additional player. And then you also get my newsletter that comes out June through December each month that re-ranks players of those three classes three times a year, as well as just kind of give you previews of what I think of how these rookie classes are performing, as well as the future rookie class and previews with that. That's all for $21.95 at mattwaldman.com.
Matt, I know you have a following because we were taking requests. You got to get Matt Waldman on your show.
Well,
Well, that's great. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, and you delivered, Matt. We appreciate you giving us some of your time. We know how busy you are, especially this time of year. Hopefully we get the chance to talk again real soon. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. It would be my pleasure.
All right, Matt Waldman. Wow. I told you we would be smarter football fans after having that conversation.
You know, there was no sitting on the fence when he came down to the Rosen v. Murray one.
Rosen.
Rosen's the better quarterback, definitively. So what the Cardinals are doing right now, they want to flip the number one pick. They certainly have a market to do that.
Yeah.
Just saying. That,
yeah.
That would be the only, oh, okay, the Raiders would trade up to number one.
That's right.
Yeah. That's just what this is all about.
That's right. That was awesome. Matt Waldman, footballguys.com. You can hear him on their Audible podcast. And, of course, at mattwaldman.com, the rookie scouting portfolio. Some really, really amazing work that he's doing there. And, again, it will make you a smarter football fan if you're... If you want to know about these guys that are coming out, guys that are going to be drafted, guys are going to get their names called here in just a couple of weeks, that's the publication you want to read in advance of the draft. Really appreciate Matt Waldman joining us. All right, Gino, what do you say? Shall we get to NFL appetizers in the sports bar?
We have preseason opponents and a couple dates for the preseason for the Buffalo Bills. Yes, hot kicker talk. Kyler Murray got another of that. And what was this rumor the Bills were going to sign Marquette King last night?
That all broke after we closed up shop here in the sports bar. We'll get to that and more with NFL appetizers. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouthwatering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years. Online at alexsribs.com. NFL appetizers next in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis, and opinion? We've got you covered. Plus, on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.